I cannot think of anything to talk for this evening. So if you have some question, please ask me, and I will talk about your question at an answer, and then we will have discussion. Do you have some? Will you give me some subject to talk about?
You told them that the mind feels and acknowledges and elaborated on the learning that not on the confession. Could you say that on where you?
Oh, that is, you know, reverent applying the name is be patient. So maybe better for him to explain what it is. And small patient.
And I just think, I didn't know about that. I thought that they mentioned that that would deal with when the good of the harm men land. I went to enjoy it, and he's still very patient. And so, but I think there's probably, it's all the kind of patient that is in the way of the other idea that the passion are bodhi. And it occurs to me that if you're too faint, then and it interferes with that.
There are you.
It makes sense. I think so. Did you say a big patient, a small patient is like even though you have physical suffering or and mental suffering, to be patient is small patient. And big patient is something different from to be patient with your physical or mental distress or suffering. I think this makes sense, I think. That is small patient, or but big patient is to be patient for not knowing anything, or for for not being, to achieve anything, you know. This is be patient. We want to achieve something in some visible way. And we want some result. And we want to utilize our religious way to to help when you are even when you are small patient could not help you. Even small patient does not help you. Do you understand what I want to say? you know, just to sit, it's being patient. For not achieving anything, just sit. And to repeat same thing over and over again, day after day, just to repeat things over and over. We say, even though Buddhism is impossible to attain, we should attain it. This is be patient. Knowing that it is impossible. But we cannot help doing so with being patient. That is not patient even. That is to do something because you cannot help doing so. Even though sentient being is innumerable, we should save them all. This is impossible because if the sentient beings are innumerable, it is impossible to save them all. Isn't that so? Even though we know that it is impossible, but we cannot help trying to save them all. That is an absolute of what I call it, inmost request. Absolute request. Something, I don't know someone or who it is, but someone tells us to do so. And we hear that voice always. So I cannot help doing so because someone telling me to do so. Or someone telling me, please help me. So we cannot help doing so. Not because of this is Buddhism, or not because of this is being patient, not because of what Buddha said. It is unconditional request for us. We have this kind of nature. If it is supreme teaching, absolute teaching, it is impossible to achieve it. It is impossible to understand it. This is big patient, and this is not even the matter of big or small. It may be very small, sometimes it may be. It may be the smallest patient.
How do we listen and how do we hear the inner request?
Well, we always hear our inmost request incessantly. When, as long as we live, we always listen to the conscientious, voice of conscience.
How do you answer people who argue that that they must ignore it, that big patience requires that they ignore the inmost request and instead simply conform to the world they apply themselves to. Say, like a man at the job and he admits his meaningless. Or, you kind of put out some kind of customary task and he admits. This is a big nation, this is the dark, and how do you answer?
So that is why we have teaching. they ignore it. Usually, almost all people ignore our true existence. And some superficial understanding of self is. But do they mean by self? They ignore true self. I'm not doing something wrong. I'm always doing something right. That is what they will say. But if you listen to your inmost voice of conscience, it is not so simple.
Where else would you be? Is it something like anxiety sutra? There's often we ourselves are making so much noise, so many sounds that are going out that we can't hear this voice within. Do we have to stop making noise and start be united with that one, that will take be able to listen on the deeper level?
Yeah. That is why we say you should not recite sutra. Your true nature should recite sutra. Big mind recites sutra, not small mind, not small self should recite sutra. The self, which is universal to everyone, should recite sutra with people. Here we have, when we say, I say like this, here is already some duality. Small self or big self. But actually, a small self does not exist. That which exists is a big self only. We just create small self. And we say, this is right. But it is not right, So, first of all, we should be free from, or we should be emancipated from the idea of small self. That is why Buddha says, every constituent existence is doomed to suffer. Every constituent objects, everything which we see, which we feel, which we can understand, it's because it is not true, so it should be full of suffering. Suffering itself, because it is dualistic. When there is duality, there is suffering.
Well then, I'm the very good thing.
In this sense, everything is appears in the form of suffering. And it is not when you understand that is not true existence, there is no more suffering. If you find out that it is just a dream, there is no suffering. The dream you created, or you have dreamt of it, then there is no more suffering. So first of all, we should understand Four Noble Truths is why we suffer. And this world is full of suffering. And this intelligible world is full of suffering. The world we see is full of suffering. And Nibbana, when you find out those world where we have full of suffering is not real, then you have Nibbana. And how to attain Nibbana is way to attain Nibbana. So those are Four Noble Truths. Why we, you know, Buddha told us Four Noble Truths is to destroy your ego, way of understanding of life. Scientific understanding or philosophical understanding. Those understanding is easy way, you know, without any effort you can read books. Even though you are lying down, you can study. Very easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is very easy, but it will not help you. Actually, it will not help you. If you realize, it will help you if I do it. Then that is right understanding. But when you read some interesting philosophy, when you are interested in something, you know, unusual, you feel as if you are doing right things. We are not doing. Like thing. Book is good, and you realize it differently. And if you don't know what to do, you may take LSD. That's very easy.
So,
and that is usual way, you know. Usually, and we think this is most scientific and intellectual way. If I have LSD, There will be no need to practice that. Oh, no, Max. It is very difficult to, you know, to make them realize what they are doing. When they think they are right, you know, it is very difficult to find, to let them know why that it's wrong. They may find out, you know, what they will do, they are doing someday, but when it is too late.
Pain. Should be fine. What did you say about suffering? You said that now individual beings are suffering, and their suffering is a form, do you mean that it's a form in which their original nature is, or in which the only form in which they're able to recognize their original nature? Or what kind of a form is suffering? How can we know it, and how can we see through it?
Why we suffer is because everything which will give you suffering is something created by our mind. Everything you see is something created by your mind. When we say suffering, that is your suffering. Your suffering comes from something which is created by your mind. You are participating in creating some suffering. It may not be just you, but you are acting main part of that play. And you create suffering, and you suffer from it. Originally, there is no suffering. Everything going in its own way, and there should be any suffering, but because you create some suffering, everything changing, and everything growing, but sometimes you want to stop it. And you want to own that flower, like an artificial flower. And that is the cause of suffering. And you create the suffering. If you let the flower as it is, you have no suffering. When you say suffering, it is already the flower which is created by you. It is pretty hard to accept the flower which is growing or which is falling. when you see the Satipatthana, you know, you feel as if it exists forever inside. Actually, it doesn't.
How can you meditate and relate to it? Is that all in mind?
Okay. Just be patient.
What are the differences between prolonged sitting and sitting a short time each day? Are the results different in character and prolonged?
Prolonged?
And zazen over a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
and compared to a short period each day.
Uh-huh. Which is better?
Which is different? What are the differences in character and quality of the result?
Is there?
Is one better than the other? I think I would have been. What is the difference?
A long period of zazen is very difficult, you know. A short period of zazen is very difficult too. It is rather troublesome to do every morning. So the result will be different, but difficulty is the same. So, you know, long period of zazen is easier, I think. Easier if you have time. This is much easier. And you have a deeper understanding. You can clear up. You have possibility to clear up your misunderstanding. You will stop creating suffering.
I'm very skilled at it.
But if you know that, if you only know that you are creating suffering for yourself, this is good enough and it will work pretty well. Oh, I'm deep. I have created this problem. When you say so, you are already out of the suffering. You are not completely involved in the suffering you have. So even you get out of the suffering, if your one hand is out of suffering, that's enough. Even though you are not completely free from suffering, but if your one eye will be enough to see what you are doing, it's enough. You can see. If your one eye is you will say, oh, such. Oh, my, I'm creating. There's no need to open two eyes. Suffering. But if one eye will be enough to see what you are doing, it's enough. You can see. If your one eye, Peter. You will say, oh, touch. Oh my, I can hear something. There's no need to open two eyes. But before you open one eye, it takes time maybe. But for someone who suffers a lot, it is not so difficult. That is why we do not help people so easily. We are waiting for their doing best and to confront completely with the problem.
In trying to follow your inmost request and behaving, you know, and expressing yourself, it would be very easy to confuse your strong emotional feeling, wouldn't it, with your inmost request?
Yeah.
Or to confuse your most logical pattern of thinking with it. And I'm afraid of kidding myself, you know, of thinking that just because I feel strongly about something, that this is really what I should do. And so is your inmost request something quite beyond emotion and logic, either one?
Yes, it is, but you will find actual inmost request in emotional feeling. Logical feeling is secondary.
Because I've been brought up being told that I shouldn't follow my emotion, and I'm following logical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I know my emotion.
Yeah. But, you know, the in emotional, whether it is bad or good or bad, you have it, and that is strongest.
You know.
It is easier to find out what is your inmost request. In the strongest function of your mind, it is easier.
Yeah.
And if you find out in the your true nature, in your strongest emotional feeling, you will be very much encouraged by it. But if you find out the what do I mean by inmost request, by logical thinking, you think, I understand, that is inmost request. That's all. When you understand it, it will be forgotten. And in this book, someone says, inmost request is something such and such. So when it is necessary, if I read that part, I can understand it. This kind of understanding will not help you at all. And in case of necessity, you'll forget all about it. But if you find that your inmost request, which by struggling by with fear or
it's not the trick me.
Which difficult you will never forget.
But
and the inmost request is in emotional feeling rather than logical reasoning. So logical understanding of inmost request is philosophy of the true nature. And the understanding of inmost request by your team is actual feeling, actual. It makes sense to you, you know, and you can apply it. You will never forget about it. So we should know that there is a truth in our utmost distress or suffering. So we should not forget that there is truth in suffering. And we should not try to escape from it. We should fight it out. It is possible. When you hesitate, you will be lost. When you face to it, you will win. That is true.
It is said that the last point happened. The last person.
If you hesitate to accept, you will be lost. There is limit or there is time for the suffering to stop. But true nature will never cease to act. The terminology of delusion is something which is not real and which will, which can be put an end to it. That is illusion. And true nature is something which is eternal. You cannot. True nature will not be lost. And through suffering, there is truth. You can have direct experience of your true nature, how strong it is. Your true nature is much, much more than, stronger than your suffering. you create. Small you create. The true nature is incomparably greater than small mind.
Well, the pain that you feel, the physical pain, do you mean that you create that because you think you're alone in it? I mean, it is real.
Yeah, it is real. If you accept it, it is real. If you don't accept it, it is not real. Do not. My leg tape. That's all. If you put a period, you know, I am paper. That's real. But if you say I am paper, so what shall I do, or whether I should escape from it? Or, Is there any way to escape from it? Then, the pain you mean will become crazy. That is, be patient to accept the pain as it is. Be patient. Moreover, your body is not yours at all. In its true sense. True, you have no form of. It has no form or nobody to form. Have pain. Through you has no pain at all. Your true nature, tell your physical body, to kill yourself if it is necessary. That is true self. If you have fully enlightened, in your true self, whether you are painful, your body is painful or not, is not the problem. So, religion, money is so strong. If it is necessary, they will burn their physical body. It's all right. You are true nature. When you are true nature, tell you, so burn up your body. That's all. It is so strong. It is much stronger than emotion. By emotion, you cannot do that. just, you know, your true nature can do it. But when I say in this way, you will...
No.
You will have some misunderstanding. And that is why we have cover for us. That is why we have shovel gates. But it's true. Religion. Just to burn yourself, just to jump into fire, is not religion. Sometimes crazy person will do that. So right understanding of our inmost nature is very important. That is why we have teacher. And that is why we have Shobo Keizo.
Right.
Well, if a person doesn't believe in the true nature and it emerges and suffering, physical, mental, and emotional stuff that yet does not mean there is anything.
Yeah.
Then.
But, yeah, much. If the people who say, I'm right, that is worst. I'm doing anything wrong, that worst people. Those people will create various problems in this world. They are creating problem without knowing they are creating it. So there is no way to persuade them.
But suppose you have to work for them.
Yeah. Yeah. That is why.
You're starting doubtful.
That is why we have to have a clear understanding of our life. When you work with people like that, we have to have clear understanding of what is suffering and what is our true nature. If one person understands it clearly, many people will be enlightened. But without enlightenment, to help people means nothing. Don't you think so? We say, blind man leading blind man. Even though they have a lantern, it doesn't work. Because the leader is blind and people are blind. So, a lantern doesn't work. They say, we don't want anything. We can walk by ourselves until they... they jump into a river or a ditch.
Yeah.
But everyone helps me every day, and not everyone is inviting.
Yeah, it is so. If you are enlightened, everyone will help you. If you are not enlightened, even so, help you, you will not be helped.
Yeah.
this point is very important. If you are enlightened, actually everyone, whether or not they are enlightened, will help you.
You mentioned creation, people, men, and go. What happens to the true maker of somebody and goes crazy? Wait, are you?
Crazy. I was asking.
What is happening?
They have it, but if I ask them, where is it? They will find that. It is obvious that they have a true nature. There is no wonder, no doubt in it.
But could somebody had mental suffering like that practice self-hitting? Could they improve that way, or how could they be brought to know that they possess true nature?
Practice just to sit, it's maybe not, you know. When they can sit, they are pretty good already. You know, when they think I am right, you know, there's no need for me to practice religious way. If they say so, that's the best. When you think it is necessary for you to practice, doesn't that is the improvement? Just to try to see things. A good idea. But most people are attached to some result of the practice. That is why do not attain enlightenment. Enlightenment is right here in your practice. But they think by practice something will result. But actually, enlightenment is right here. That is already a great improvement. And you have at least one eye to see yourself. And one eye will tell you are not so good. That is a big enlightenment. When you think that you are not so good, you are already trying to. Your true nature start to work.
How do we distinguish between feelings of I'm not so good? That means he's not necessarily a good thing to think that, because it can be also generally it's fantasy too. You know, I'm no good.
Fantasy. I don't mean fantasy. Oh. It should follow the practice. I'm not so good, so I should improve myself. That is not fantasy. You know, fantasy is, I'm not so good. Oh my. This is fantasy. I'm not so good. But this is practice. So, in Japan, we had a clinic for Greg, for a fever, you say. And in that clinic, the patient would work all day long, even though they had nothing to do, they should pick up dust or clean repair the shoji. They must find out something to do as long as they stay in the clinic. That way helps patient very much. When you are lying dead in this way, what it is, what I should do, why I am so in this way, there's no time, there's no hope to recover. You should, set your true nature in activity, in check your machine in motion. That is the only way. They were famous novelist, Tōsō Shimazaki. He's quite famous. And he said, in the opening page, he said, if you want to raise yourself, raise your mind, you should raise your body. She said, I was very much interested, very much encouraged by his work when I was quite young. At that time, I couldn't go to college because I had to help my master. I couldn't go to college. And I didn't know what to do. I wanted to go, but I had to help him. So sometimes I did not know what to do. And when I read that, two lines, if you want to raise your mind, you should raise your body. And that is why he went abroad. But I thought, that is very good, so I must do something. If I think, what shall I do? I must suffer more, so I must work hard, cooking or cleaning or sweeping garden. So I stopped to think about myself. And I worked and worked and worked. And that helped me very much.
This is very important point. To fight it with body, not by mind. Not by thinking, not by wandering about, to find something which we should do at that moment. It's the best way to raise our mind. To raise our mind means to realize big mind, not small mind. Small mind wandering about, but big mind, for big mind, there's no play or no time to wander about. It is too big to wandering about, too great. If you want to realize that unfathomability of your spirit, you can raise your body. There is enlightenment.